Sorry, Tesla Bays. Boy Rovo, it's about 10 lines up. Zurich Daf, Renoch Agabi Yisaitis, Mahu. A person threw a piece of wood. This piece of wood was 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. There were some poles standing there, and this piece of wood landed now on top of the poles. So the piece of wood is Rosh HaSayachim. It's 4 by 4 and it's 10 Tvachim high. But there was no Rosh HaSayachim there when you threw it. So he threw from Rosh HaSarabim to Rosh HaSayachim, but he created the Rosh HaSayachim at the same time. So is that going to be chayav or not? So my somewhere says my can be boiled out. So what's the question? Hanochas chayvitz vasiyas mechitza behadli hadodikosu. When the item lands, that's you. That moment you've made a Rosh HaSayachim. So that's the question. Do we deal with the idea of the landing of the item and the creating the Rosh HaSayachim at the same time? Well, Heinel, that's Rabbi Yochanan's question. Heinel's Rabbi Yochanan. That was Rabbi Yochanan's question before of taking out the dirt, and as he takes out the dirt, he makes Rosh HaSayachim, or he puts the dirt down and he loses the Rosh HaSayachim. So it's all the same type of question. Do you look at those two things happen simultaneously? Some more answers like this. Ki kami boiler the robber going the zorak daf the chayfetz al gabo. He threw a piece of wood board, and on top of the board there was an item. It flew with the item on top, and then it landed on the same case. It landed on these poles 10 tefachim off the ground. So now it's a shasiyachid. But now the question is, so even if you tell me that you don't say that the it's called Hikmi Chayev, because he didn't throw from Shisra Rabin to Shiyoch, there was no Shiyoch when he threw it. But what about the item which is on top? Now the thing lands. There's an item on top. Maybe that's called he threw from Shisra Rabin to Shiyoch, because by the time the item lands, there's a Shiyoch under it. Because the time-wise, the board hits a second before the chayfetz arrives. So what's the question? Kiman the Bahari Hadorika also Kehanochas Chevitz Vasiyas Mechitz Dami. So this is considered, it's happening simultaneously, and it's not Chayiv. Or do you say Kiman the Liefsha Dolomitli Porta? It's not possible that it doesn't sort of like pick up into the air for a little bit before it lands, Vahadur Nayach, and then lands. First it's called you make it just the other, and then the item lands.
That split second. I mean, what,
right.
What if it's attached? I
mean, not
sticking to it.
No, the case was it wasn't. So there is, so that's the more question. Some more answers take. That stands as a question. Okay. Rashi. Agabi, you say this. Dakas, there was narrow spikes. Show you Gavoya Seder, which were 10 Tvachim high. Ben Rechav Eslav, but they're not 4x4. Vitaf Zez, Rochav Dalit. And this board is 4x4. So a Sol Rosh HaSayachid, when it lands on these spikes, it's now 10 Tvachim off the ground. It's Rosh HaSayachid. Mal Yitzchayv is because of Yitzchayv when he throws this. Some more says that's the case that you had before. Some more says no. Over here, the case was with Chavetz Al-Gabov. Intin Tzolomer Hu. This is going as a case of an Intin Tzolomer. Intin Tzolomer means if you're going to assume X. Intin Tzolomer could be Erechonon. If we'll assume, like Erechonon said before, that Erechonon this presented that the Nochas Chavetz is Mechitza Bahari Dali Lomer Chayiv, that you're not, the two things happen simultaneously, it's not chayiv. The creating of the Rosh HaSayachid and the landing of the Rosh HaSayachid. But hocha, that's over there. Vale adaf from the chayiv. So over here on the board, I know you're not chayiv. Mi'o chayivitz ma'al chayiv. My question is, what's with the chayivitz? And so, l'yashal amitli, ha chayivitz mi'al adaf, b'shas hanochas adav v'horonayach. It bumps up a little bit, lands, and the chavis jumps up, and then it sort of then it lands. Kaseis mechitza. Do we count it as if the situation was bereisha? First, the mechitza was made.
Water. Like it jumps up after it hits down like a little bit, maybe. Sort of
it bounces.
Would that make a difference? Because the platform was already the base was already there.
That's the point. The point is, so we say, the final landing of the chavis was after the landing of the board, because the board
got there,
and then it sort of like bounces up, and then it lands. So the board already says Shos Yachid. Now the Chavetz is, which is on top, is now. You have to understand something. If it actually landed simultaneously, then it bounces up, and afterwards you're not Chayiv. That's his new Maisa. The Hanocha was already. So we're saying that's well, consider as if it didn't land yet. And that's the more Shaila. Okay, so the more Vayta. Amar Rava, all down at the bottom. Shitali, this is clear to me. Mayim agavi, mayim hainu anachasim. Water which is in a pit, and so he picks up the water, or you know where the water is lying in the pond, whatever it is. That's called. He took the top layer of water. So he says, 1 second, water is moving around. It's you know so he didn't take it off. No, that's where water is. That's its makom. Where it belongs, and therefore taking from there would be called an act of akira. Egos al gabi mai. We have this gemara in the verse parish. If you have a nut swimming around on top of the water, we say lav hanu anachos, and it's not considered that's its anachah. And if the person would take from that situation, would not be he's not taking from a place where it's. It's not an akira because it wasn't munach. It wasn't akira is only from a place where it was at rest. Boy, Rava, but Rava says this is what I'm not clear about. Egos b'kli, b'kli sof agavi mai, mahu. The egos is inside of a container. The container is floating on the water. So what's floating on the water, you just told me, is not considered munach. But the egos, on the other hand, is lying in the kli. Resting in the kli, so is that considered munach or not? Mi amrinan boser egos aslinan b'honayach. You look at the egos, the knot, and the knot is at rest. So you look at the kli, and the kli is moving around in the water, so it's not considered munach. So that's the worst cry.
Are you talking about something that they put a nut in specifically? Or just happens to be inside of it?
It doesn't make a difference.
If a tree is laying in the water, I mean, on a pond, or
doesn't make a difference.
Tree's by a river, I mean,
doesn't make a difference.
Using an example.
Doesn't make a difference. Right now, this nut is sitting there, and then he comes and takes the nut. So what we want to know is, did he do an act of akira by taking the nut out of the kli? See Rashi, Hanu Hanu Chasim, the bottom Rashi and Sadi Tesam Beis. So the water is at rest. Water on water is called, that's where it belongs. Not to mixosin, but it is habi akira. He takes some water and he picks up some water and takes it outside. He did an akira. The egg is lying on the water. Not to misham, lab akira. If you take the egg off the water, you can't call it an akira, because akira only assumes that the item is in a state of being munach. Okay. So the Gemara, Shemen al Gabi Yayin. Back into the Gemara. Fourth line. Shemen al Gabi Yayin, so if you have oil riding on top of a wine, and it would be the same as when they have oil on top of water.
Is this a common case?
No, it's because the Machloikis, which Gemara is going to bring, is the Gabi Yayin. Machlokes Rebbechem Benuri Berabonim. This is told in Machlokes Rebbechem Benuri and Rabbonim. In other words, do we look at the two liquids as one, and therefore it's considered munach, like we had before, water and water is munach, or do you look at them as separate, and then, well, the oil is riding on top of wine, so it's on top of a liquid, and you don't say it's munach on top of a liquid. Where is this Machlokes? So this is Machlokes Rebbechem Benuri and Rabbonim, that's not. So this is the halachas of Tumah. So you had shemen shetzof al gabi yayin. You had shemen of tshuma and you had yayin of tshuma. V'nagel tzvuyoyim b'shemen. The tzvuyoyim touched the shemen. So the loch is that he makes that tzvuyoyim makes a liquid that's only possible. And we saw that did before. Possible means it itself is considered tome. It can't be used, but it does not generate tome of anything else. See, if it had been a non-tzvuyoyim, a full-fledged tome, he would have touched the liquid, so the liquid will become tome. It can be metame of something else. So the top of metame of the bottom. But over here, tzvuyoyim only is metame that item itself. And you had wine on top, you had oil on top of wine. The tzvuyoyim touched the oil. So the Tanakhama says, look, Pasul El Shemen. Only the Shemen becomes Tameh. I.e., we look at the wine and the Shemen independently of each other. He touched the oil, not the wine. Rechem and Uri Amr, Shneim Chibur Zelazeh. We consider them one. And therefore, the Tumah goes to the both together at the same time. So the Mor is just going to extrapolate that same idea, would therefore be the Gavi Hilchos Shabbos, according to Rechem and Uri. It's one big item. It's considered Munach. According to Chomim, it's two separate items, and therefore it's not considered Munach.
It wouldn't matter which we want at the top or the bottom, right? At this point, right? We're not arguing anything about that. It's just the separation quality. In other words.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Rashi. Top line. Shem al Gabi Yayin, Lingin Shabbos, Mechlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Rabbanan. Oil on top of wine, by regards to Shabbos, would have to be told the Mechlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Rabbanan, Gabi Tulyan. That non Shemin Shal Tshuma, Shetzof al Gabi Yayin Shal Tshuma, you have oil of Tshuma and wine of Tshuma. So it's obvious you can't discuss water in that case. We discuss the Tvuyayim because the Tvuyayim does not generate Tuma, it generates Psul. It only affects the oil. The Lav Chiber, who the Mehevi Kichad, we don't count that as one. Vilo Havi Tomei, had the person been a Tomei, not a Tvuyayim, so then Havi Matamele the Shemen, he would make the Shemen Tomei. And then the shemen posel of the yain, the shemen would then turn around and be the time of the wine, and make the wine posel. So, but by tuyoyim, that doesn't happen. Rechman Rishi Shneim Chibur, the Havi Kichah, we count them as one. When nifsol, the whole thing becomes afayayin, the wine also becomes posel. When you Shabbos Nami, the Rabbanon Havi Leke Egos Al Gabi Mine. So the Chumman look at the two separate, distinct items. So it's like the nut lying on the water. And Rabbi Nuri, Havili Kamaim Agabi Maim. It's all one big thing of liquid, water on top of water, or oil on top of wine. Okay. Amar Abaye. Back on the Gemara. Amar Abaye. Bor Rosh Hashanah Amuka Asara. There's a pit of Rosh Hashanah which was 10 tefachim deep. Rechava Shmoina, and it was 8 tefachim wide. Mizorik Lutzecha Machaselis, and he threw a mat made out of reeds. So it's chay, if it lands on the inside, so that went from Shus Rabin to Shus Yachid. It's chay. The Russians point out this case is just. We're going to contrast this case. It's obvious what the Bible said. We're going to contrast this to the next case. Chilka b'machselus is potter, but if it lands standing up down the middle, exactly at the 4 tefachim mark, this thing was 8 tefachim, exactly 8 tefachim. So it's going to land. It's going to diminish the inside area of both sides. So there's not 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim on this side, or 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim on this side. There's not a Rishus HaYachid anymore.
We don't talk about, like, at the point it hit the water and all that.
Well, this is going, there's no water here. It's just, it's an empty pit.
Oh, an empty pit. 4x3?
The shear of a Rishus HaYachid is 4x4.
Size, he's taking 8 down to 4, so now that's
well, it's taking it down to less than 4 because it has a certain width, so it cut. So There's not four on this side, not four on this side. So it landed in a non-Rishus HaYachid. But the time it lands, it's not Rishus HaYachid on either side. Which... the point would have to... I'm assuming that the case over here with the mat was that it was high enough to take away the Shem Mechitza there. So if the pit is... if the pit was more than... so the case over here, the pit was 10 Tfachim deep... It has to be at least 3 tefachim high. Otherwise, considered like lovet or something like that. But to say be more than 10, so probably you would be an area of shul yachid here. So you'd have to impact into that 10 tefachim. So Moore says, so this is really the idea which we discussed before, that this is the case of the putting the dirt down on the bottom of the pit. And lessening the depth of 10 tefachim. So this is, instead of doing it on the bottom, you're doing it on the side. That's basically the same idea. So that was Rabbi Yochanan presented it as a shaila. Right? So more presented it as a shaila. Baya saying that you're potter. Labaya the pshitale, the machzelis mevatla mechitza. Abaya assumes that the machzelis on the side removes the status of the 4x4. So the Mor says, well, then obviously Abaya would hold. So the chulya landing on the bottom and limiting the depth, if for sure it's going to remove the status of a shusha yachid. That's according to Abaya. But the Rebbechon, the Meboile chulya, but the Rebbechon presents chulya as being a suffix to him, whether it's mevatel the mechitza because it takes away the depth or not. So Zatumor, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds pshita machzelis pshita deloy mevatel mechitza. He holds that the machzelis, which is just removing the width, is not mevatel the shem mechitza was is there.
No matter how wide that thing was, say going down today, and let's say it was a really wide mat.
Even so, but the point being, that's called its landing in. There's clearly the Rishus HaYachid beforehand, and it's landing in the Rishus HaYachid, and then at that moment it removes the width, and it's not Rishus HaYachid anymore.
Shem Mechitza, is that? It strikes me as a strange language.
We had it ready yesterday. The more you use Lashon Mevat Mechitza, we're talking about the depth. Right. So Rashi explains it means the whole overall usage of the area. Right.
Given this, given yesterday's pieces were removed,
right. Sorry, what?
How would we think that Kluta could ever apply?
We're going without Makluta, obviously.
But given these cases, how would we think that Makluta could apply? And we had a whole discussion about it.
Well, that was Makluta Tanoia, whether you say Makluta.
Yeah, but this is say that Makluta is just not possible.
Not possible. They're passing like the Chacham. We don't say Makluta. So now we don't say Makluta, so what's the halacha? You can't ask a kashan from Tanoia on Tanoia from Amaroyim. This is all Amaroyim talking. Well, the Chacham don't hold of Kluta. The Chacham argue on Kluta. Right? Rekiba holds of Kluta. So I'm saying, so now that we pass and they don't say Kluta, so then I want to know what, it's the only Chai when it actually lands. So what will be when the time it lands, there's no, you lose your Shusayach, what happens over there? But you're right, if you hold it, you say Kluta, as soon as it goes in, Lechera, as soon as it goes in, it's Chayav, so, even if, so when it lands, it won't be Rishus Yochid. Meanwhile, it is Rishus Yochid, and it's Niklat, so he should be Chayav. Unless you want to tell me that there's some argument that since it's not going to be Rishus Yochid by the time it lands, it can't be more Chomer. In other words, that'll be totally in the Chakir and the Chorinim. What is the Pshat of Kluta? Is it like it landed on the ground, or like it landed in the air? If you tell me it's like it landed on the ground, so then Vaita, you have the same problem. If it's like it landed on the ground, there's not Rishus Yochid anymore. Right. So if you tell me the Pshat is a Kluta, it's if it landed in the air, so it landed in the air, but there's a Rishus Yochid still. So that probably would depend on that, the same bit of, which is a Shal and Achronim, how to understand it. But the easiest way to understand it is this Gemara is going with the Chachamim. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's finish up to the mission of the Rashi. Bar Mabaya. Bar which is Rabim Amuka Asara Berchaba Arboa. So you have a bar which is four, it's 10 Tvachim deep, it's 4x4, so it has all of the criteria of being Rishus Yachid. Malaya Maim, but now it's full of water. So you want to know, I mean, if it's a trill of dirt, it's not called a bor, and it's not called Rishus Yachid. Well, it's full of something, it's full of water. Bizarre L'Seicha, now you throw something into it, is it considered Rishus Yachid? You say, well, it's not Rishus Yachid because it's full. No, Chai, the Lachid is Chai. That the water doesn't take away the status of being rishus, that it has something inside of it. However, nothing more. If a case where it would be malaya peris, bizarre klasecha, is part to be full of peris. Used also refers to grain. So you'd have somebody stored grain in there, and there's a pile of grain in there. So that basically it's not rishus yachid anymore because it's full. That's so it doesn't have. Doesn't have the space it's supposed to have. Mar says, my time. Why is that? Maim lemevat lemechitzta. Paris mevat lemechitzta. Paris are mevat lemechitzta. But maim is not mevat lemechitzta. Tanya mehachi, and we have a brisa which supports this, that maim is not mevat lemechitzta.
It wouldn't matter whether water was there intentionally or just stored there. It just seems like if it's a storage thing for grain, whatever.
Well, Tosfos does ask the question. We just had the case before by the dvela on the wall. We say that doesn't become part of the wall because you're not planning to leave it there. So why over here you're not planning to leave the papers there? You're planning to take them out.
Yeah.
So that's Tosfos' question. Tosfos says that possibly Tosfos has a few differences. The dvela was not a large item, so it doesn't create. We look at it as distinct. But they're talking about there was a significant amount of peiros here, so we don't look at it as distinct from the other item, from the Rishus Yachid. There's a few grains in the bottom, a layer of grains in the bottom would not say, well, it's not 10 Tvachim deep anymore. That'd be like a case of Dveil. But you're talking about it's basically half full or more, so it just says, that's not a Rishus Yachid anymore. That's one Pshat Tosfos says. As it says, in general, you're keeping your tua on the boar longer than you're keeping your dvela stuck on the face of your wall. It's a time issue. See, it's an amount issue or it's a time issue. As it says, we differentiate. Okay. It is interesting because there are Mishnayos and Masechtas Oilus, which deal with Halachas Tumah, which is Ritzutza, Tumah, which has not doesn't have a space of a tefach by tefach airspace around it. It just goes straight up and goes straight down. It doesn't have din of oil. So you have a board over your Tumah. So normally a board would spread out the tumah by mace. It spread out the tumah without, but if it's all full, it doesn't spread out. If it's airspace of a tefach by tefach, so then it's the board's going to spread it out. So the Mishnayos talk about, I'm sorry?
Completely covered, full type?
beneath it. Some of there's something there. Yeah. Yeah. So that's called Tumarut Sutsa. But the more it talks about, well, what does it mean that it has to be full of something which is considered that it's takes away the shame of oil from it, which means it's not an oil over something that then there's content inside. That's an oil. Still, it's that the content is mevatel the shame oil because it's full. There's nothing. There's no. So the Mishnah is differentiating between grain and straw. What are you going to leave there? Not going to leave there, etc. We have such chalukim in the Mishnah over there. And the more doesn't actually. Tosafot says that a house which you fill up with tevin is still considered an oil, even though it's full of tevin, because you're going to take the tevin out eventually. You're not going to leave it there. So it's not about, it doesn't take away the shame oil. The gabi tilchus tumah. So Tosafot asks the question at the end and leaves it as a question. Anyway, Samaras wants to prove that filling up with water does not take away the status of being rishus yachid. Tanya mehachizark min yam the east. Isartya was the Shusar Rabim. That's the roads. So he threw from the Yam, which is the Carmelist, into the Sartya. I mean, Isartya the Yam, or vice versa, from the Shusar Rabim to the Carmelist, is part. Normally, the Yam is considered a Rishus Yachim, a Carmelist, I'm sorry. Rishiman Armor, Rishiman says, in Yesh. Pemakim shazarek omek asar v'rochav arba chayiv. If there's a little pit inside of the water, which is 10 tefachim deep and 4x4, full of water, obviously, and he throws some shazaram into that pit, he's chayiv, even though it's full of water. So that supports what Abaye said. So Rashi shazarek l'sachem machzelis. It threw it, so the first case was it landed, and itself landed flat. So he said it's chayv. That's obvious. Shum seifa nokli. The reason why we only mention that case because we want to contrast that with the case where it landed standing up. The boy, the member cholkem and mechaselus is potter. But if it divides with the mechaselus, it's potter. Lashmina danochas chayv is shil mechitza badadi potter. So Baya holds that the item landing and removing the mechitza at the same time is potter, not like rebrechem, which is mesupik. Hacha silik mechitza, you lost your mechitza, you lost your rishus yachid. The zil hacha lekar po, the zil hacha lekar dalad. Either and neither side is there dalad by dalad anymore. The batchalei oivi mokem and matzelis, because the width of the matzelis limited and decreased the area of dalad by dalad. So where says according to Baya, in that case is batchalei koshkin chuya the silik mechitza varehu devatolei. So the dirt which you put on the bottom is going to remove the status of being a depth of 10, because you're going to leave the dirt there. That's dirt. Dirt on dirt is called, it's gone.
He raised the base.
He raised the base, correct. Rebbechon says that the dirt, I hold, he's contemplating as being going to be mevatel. That's where he presented his shaila, but he would hold Marcellus is not. Rashi says, why? The inami permina sil mechitza banochas chayvitz kedori potter. Even we were telling about the case where you put the dirt on the bottom, and that's potter because even though he put it into rishus yachid, by the time it landed, it's not rishus yachid anymore. It's hachachai the mevatelay hilchalav sil mechitza. He says, but the dirt is going to remain there, whereas the machzelis, which is a mat, is not going to remain there eventually. So it's not considered part of it's mevatel the rishus yachid. Then we said the case of Zarkla Sochem, which is Rabbi Mida the Nayako. You threw something into the pit full of water, some which will land, some which lands on top of the water, floats. So again, it's on Hanocha, because Hanocha on Maim is not called the Hanocha, so he's not Chayiv, because of the technicality of it's a Shusha Yochem, it didn't land. But Rashi says, but something which would land, would go down to the bottom, it'll sink, you're going Evan, right? Like a stone. Or, Rashi says, the other possibility is something which we said water on water is called that's in a state of rest. So if he pours water in, that water is called that it landed. It landed on top of the other water. So, chayev. And the point is, Lomirin Kimid the Molihu, Lohav Rishus Yachud, mechitzas. We don't say the water removes the status of mechitza which is there. But Malaya Paris part of the bottle mechitzas kilo malua offer. We consider the Paris as if you filled it up with dirt. Tanya Mihochi, the Mayam about the mechitza, water does not move room mechitza, mina yamli sartu, yam is a caramelus, which is a rabbin is pot, sartu is kumasartu. Shivanam yesh, bim yam, bimokim shazorik. If in the yam, the place where he threw it to land, where there was a guma, there was a depression, which was miyacheres levada, which is set up by itself, as opposed to the general yam, floor of the yam, amukas erachabadal, which was 10 deep, 4 wide, which is yachid atzmi, it is its own rishus yachid. It's not like the rest of the yam. Amagav yam nami amaku. Even though the yam is deep, but the yam is considered a makom karmel. Mel Shemin and Reb Shimon, the Mayim Lim about the Mechitza, but we do can derive from Reb Shimon's point that the fact that there's water there does not remove the status of Rishus Yochid. It says he's chai when it lands. Okay, is that the Mishnah Zorik? Arba Amos Bekaisel Lamalim Yisar Tvachim. You know how to carry something Dalad Amos in the Karma list in the Chattila. It's your bonnets also.
It's floating.
You're moving it.
Propelling.
Right, so that's called you're moving it. So it's not pushed, there isn't pushing something. Well, if you stay there the whole Shabbos, you mean?
Even if you don't.
Well, eventually you're going to do a kira and a hanocha somewhere. You took it from somewhere and you...
You took it from the beach and goes back to the beach. You kira and hanocha on the same location. You come back with it. Dala, to where you started out from. You did this whole tiul that doesn't exist effectively. And you did less than dala, dala in the end.
Theoretically, interesting question. The person does on a kira from Rishus from.
Don't stand on the bottom, right?
Theoretically.
Ignore the water issues and see if you did all that.
I don't know enough to say yes or no, but I hear your thought process. Yeah. Mazarik Arba Amos Bekaris of the Malam Meisor Tzvachim. The person throws Dalad Amos and it lands on the wall. In the face of the wall, Tamar is going to say, and it landed above 10 tefachim. Kazarik Barber is like it threw in the air, it didn't land, it's above 10 tefachim, so it didn't land in Rishus HaRabim. However, the Matam Yisar tefachim, it landed below 10, Kazarik Barber is like it landed on the ground and it's chayv. Kazarik Barber is Arba Amas, it's chayv. Kazarik Barber is like it didn't land, just hit the wall. That was the case of it. It's not about landing on top. It's not about landing on the face. It's not landing. It bounces off. That was the more we had. It stuck there. Okay.
It's all assuming that we're throwing something from the ground level.
From the Shusha Yachid. From the Shusha Rabbit. Right.
Ground level. Yeah, it's not a straight run.
No, the case over here was the shallow here was Dalad Amos versus the Rabbim.
Yeah, but I mean, could you theoretically, it's where it lands, though. So they're talking about where it lands.
Well, we're discussing Zerk Arba Amos. Dalad Amos only gave you if you're standing versus the Rabbim. If you're discussing it's from Rishus Yochid versus the Rabbim, you go 3 inches, you'd be chayiv. Now you want to know, could you discuss Rishus Yochid versus the Rabbim? Possibly. It should be the same thing.
Would it be the same thing again if you were up in the air, though? Because then you wouldn't really want it's elevated already.
But he's in Rishus Yochid. Rishus Yochid goes as far as you want. So he throws it out of his window, Rishus Yochid, and it lands in the Rishus Rabbim below, on the wall across. So right. It depends. If it landed below, it'd be the same thing. Okay. Amar Bihud, Amar Rabchia, Amar Rabam, Amar Rabchia. Rabchia is the name of Rabam, the name of Rabchia. Zarek Lamala Mesar, the person threw it above 10 Tzfachim. Into a V'holcha v'nocha b'chor kolshu. It landed on this wall, and this wall had a chor. We had this in the first parak also. It had a crevice, a crack, which is above 10 tefachim. So, but it wasn't, the area where it landed wasn't dalet al dalet. So the Mora says, but the width of the wall actually was 4x4. So if you have a wall which is 4x4 and it lands in this little crevice over here, is it considered to land on 4x4 or not? There's a little ledge over there which is like an indentation, which, but it itself is not 4x4. So Mora says, it'll be told Mechalikis, but Mechalikis Rameir Rabbanan. It'll be told Mechalikis to Rameir the Chacham. The Rameir Damer Chachikin Lahashlim Mechayiv. Rabbanan Damer Ein Chachikin Lahashlim Loi Mechayiv. So there's a concept called Chachikin Lahashlim. So if you have, so the wall is going up and there's this little ledge over there which goes in 2 inches and it's three inches wide. Do we look at it as if it went all the way through and there's an open space of dalet al dalet, or not? So that's called yuchayikit. You know, in halachically we perceive it as if you carved through lahashim to create the amount which would be generate in the area which would have a din chiyum. Rameir's discussion with the Chachamim actually was an issue of the gabi mezuzah. So you had some mezuzah to be chayim. You have to have a wall which is 10 tefachim high. They have a din of mezuzah. So, and it has to have a width, has a certain width. Now, so it started curving, but the wall was thick. But there was an arc. So, do you look at it as if it, you cut up as if there's a line going straight up, and therefore you have your height of dal of yud, or do we say no, it's curving? You look at what you got there. You don't got anything there. Come to say no, but what you got is. Rambam says, well, we look as if you carved in and made it. Because it's theoretically shayach to be there, so we look at it as if it's there. Right. So chayikin lahashlim, the Mora says, we'll apply now over here according to Meir. In this case, horizontally, well, as if you carved in 4x4 and you made a cavern, which would be a place to land. It landed in this little chor. Rameir Mechayiv Chomim Poitchim. Okay. Rashi, Rameir, Rabbanon, Diflikim, Bechaykan Lahashlim, Perakam, the Yuma, Be'erivin, Rameir, Domer, Chaykan Lahashlim, Bemakam Shiesh, Kedei Lochuk, if there's enough thickness of the wall that you could carve out, if how you so wished, you could carve out a space to be of Dalet al Dalet. So, Hachachayiv, the Royan, Hachar, Kilahu, Arba. We look at the Chor as if it's a space of four. Okay, now this is a case which Jonathan asked me back in the Gemara. So this is the case of Shizu Yachal. The issue here is it's called landing of Shizu Yachal, which has to be simply Dafka 10 and up. Okay. Omer Bihuda Marav. Tell me Slaka the Sarah Matarch Arba. So we know that the height of a Shizu Yachal is 10, has to be 10 tefachim high, and it has to be 4x4. What will be if you have something which has a slope? So as opposed to a straight up and down wall, it has a slope. So do we consider that it's considered a wall or not? So the Mora says, if the slope is, the angle is such, and that as you go up, a height of 10 tefachim, your movement is going to be, or is the point, if you measure where it hits the height of 10 tefachim, the amount that you had to move to get to that height was less than dalet amos. So it's mislaket asar mitarch arba. In the movement of 4 amos, you're going to get a height gain of 10 tefachim. That's considered a wall. That's considered steep enough, that's considered a wall. Mazark Renochal Gaboveskai. So that's considered Rishus HaYochid on top. Now it has a wall. So you have a Mavi which is next to Rishas Rabin. The Mavi is Rishas Yochid. And the ground level of the Mavi is not the same ground level as the Rishas Rabin. And therefore there's going to be a Madron, there's going to be a slope which goes down to Rishas Rabin, or the vice versa, it's going to be coming down from the Rishas Rabin into the Mavui. So at the place where the interface, the Rishas Rabin is higher, and then it slopes down. So we look at the fact that there's a slope, so that creates a drop. We count that like a wall. So there's a wall there, you don't need to put a lechi or a kura. Those are the dimatria case where there's no wall. The mavi, halachically a mavi has three sides to it, and the fourth side is open, facing Rishas Rabin. So you have to make some type of halachic hetter to permit you to carry inside of the mavi, either by putting up one lechi there on the side, or putting a beam across the top, or a lechi on the side. You don't need to search the pesach even. You just need one or the other. So that's enough. But over here, you don't need that because the dip into the mavi or the gain up into the mavi counts as if there's a wall there. But the madron has to be that it's tel mislaket, that this little tail, this little hillock, gains a height of 10 within a depth of 4. So that's so the same thing in the case of your little hillock in the Rishas Rabin would be the same thing. It's whole Rashi. One thing I've never looked into the halacha, how it defines it. I was never clear, this is my own personal deficiency, I've never been my eye in it. When you say tell us like a dalad, a sar b'tech dalad, do you measure the dalad this way or this way?
I think it's this way, because that's why they're talking about the grade anyway. I mean, the whole thing was talking about...
Well, both of them are a grade. The question is, it's two different grades.
No, one's obviously a wall, straight up.
No. I'm saying you're gonna walk down...
That's your question. I just mean you're saying, do you measure this way to get up?
So the difference will be, I don't know what the angles are, right? But if you walk Dalet Amos this way, and so the which is one of your legs of your triangle, right? That's going to be, and then meanwhile it went up 10. That's going to give you one angle. If you measure Dalet Amos of the hypotenuse, and then you get,
are they not equal?
No,
they're not. No, if you're